While many see college as a must for their future success and security, the level of college loan debt and default has skyrocketed. How much? Well, it's so much that it becomes a political tool with the impractical promise of student loan debt forgiveness being used as a way to win votes and campaign support. Recently, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos revealed a proposal which would bring the student loan process into the real world rather than having the Department of Education serve as a first savings and loan combined with Vinnie's collection agency. Here to explain what this plan contains and whether it's a step in the right direction from the Young Americas Foundation is Spencer Brown. How are you today, Spencer?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
YIF.org, that's the website for Young Americas Foundation. They supply conservative speakers and libertarian, I believe, too, as well, for college campus events. You can usually tell when they're on campus. That's when all the protesters are out there, unfortunately. But nevertheless, the free speech does come through. So what is it that Secretary DeVos is proposing? Because when you talk about student loan debt and the student loan process in the federal government system, it's never been looked on as the most well-run organization or situation.
Well, definitely not. And I think that's true, you know, across the board with federal government bureaucracy and just how that as a system, really doesn't serve the American people well, generally. And so if you look at sort of the playing field as it stands now, you know, there's more than $1.5 trillion in student loan debt held by Americans right now. It's about 41 million Americans who hold all of that money. And when you consider then that there's all that money being held, but there's nearly half, or I guess a little more than 40% of those loans are considered in distress, meaning that people either aren't paying regularly or aren't making their minimum payments on them, you see that this is a problem that's clearly not getting any better. And we really got in this mess thanks to government in the first place, you know, getting involved in this process. And when you look at what the left is proposing, which is just student loan forgiveness, that obviously is not a tenable or even probably possible feat to accomplish. Conservatives really need to have another way to sort of propose fixing the system. And so what Secretary DeVos did this week was propose making federal student aid actually an independent agency that would be run more, I think if you look at her plan, like the Federal Reserve is, so completely independent of the bureaucracy and outside sort of the political back and forth that often keeps any progress from being made in Washington.
And it sounds like, again, there's nothing in, there's no legislation or detailed structure yet, but it sounds like the intent would be to make it run as much like a bank would, to be responsible for the money it oversees. In this case, it's taxpayer money, where as opposed to where it looks like right now, the federal student aid, the FSA, is really ignorant of the fact of it's not their money, it's our money.
That's exactly right. And I think, you know, if you consider the fact that the portfolio of debt that is held by the federal student aid organization is actually the largest portfolio in the country. It's bigger than any private borrower, you know, even J.P. Morgan or Bank of America, and it's all being overseen technically by one person, and that's the Secretary of Education. And obviously, we know the person in that position changes, relatively frequently, or at least, you know, 4 to 8 years, it'll switch over between not just individuals, but between just the ruling ideology there. And we've also seen, you know, I'm not too far out of college, but while I was still in school, there were two or three times where the issue of what the interest rates on those loans would be, whether there would be repayment options and different things like that, became sort of a political bargaining chip and creates just a lot of uncertainty for young people who don't know what they're getting into when they go to college. And so setting aside, you know, the problems with the cost of education being inflated by the use of federal student loans and other things like that, setting federal student aid apart in its own independent and apolitical organization would actually allow people within that system to address these problems and maybe actually make some progress toward fixing them.
So in a way, right now, the FSA is in a position much like the when we saw the housing bubble burst, people were getting mortgages that had no way, no reason to be getting those mortgages, and everything collapsed. With the way that the FSA is structured, you could have a president like President Trump who is running things, wants to keep things, you know, organized, as I said in the introduction, in reality. But then if you had a President Elizabeth Warren come in and change everything out to everyone in the pool, then you go back to a conservative president that would restrict everything, you could have a whole collapse of the FSA, hypothetically.
Well, definitely. And I think if you look again at any time, you know, leftist leaders are the ones setting the policy or the agenda, it seems like they make a lot of progress very quickly. And then when a conservative comes in, it is really hard to undo all of these big spending, big regulated government programs that the left has put into place. And so the sort of back and forth oscillation that's happened since the federal student aid system was set up back in 1965, you can kind of understand why it just hasn't gotten any better and why it continues to get worse. And there's no real progress in addressing the cost of higher education or addressing, you know, how loans are repaid or how students are informed about what their earning potential might be on the other side of college, depending on how much, you know, they're investing in money and in student loans. And so, again, you know, having this sort of an independent agency would basically allow students from even the start when they're first filling out their first application for student aid to have a much better idea of what it's going to look like when they come out of school and whether they'll be able to make those payments and repay the debt that they incur. Whereas right now, it's just a very complicated, convoluted process with several different ways that you can repay your loans that have been set up, again, by differing administrations with differing ideologies. And I think, you know, anytime you can make the government run and look more like a private business, I think it's better for the government, it's better for the taxpayer, and it's better for the students who are being supposedly helped by this organization.
So, Spencer Brown from Young America's Foundation, YIAF.org. About an article that was featured in the Federalist regarding a proposal by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos about a change into the platform and the mechanics of the student loan way it's overseen and the work of the Federal Student Aid Office, which is part of, or at least right now, the Department of Education. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. This whole thing, too, as you referred to, Spencer, is it would bring reality into the process, as opposed to a lot of kids going into college, just their financial literacy is next to nil. I always remember back, this is going back a few years, but I don't think it's improved that much. There was this call for the predatory practices of credit card companies on college campuses, and student after student said right to the cameras, "Oh, gee, I didn't know you'd have to pay this back." So it's
that
like...
That is a sad thing that I think is exactly what's happening with student loans. And I think part of that, though, is because of the promises of the left. You know, if you look at all these people who are in, you know, pretty prominent positions or are running for president even, saying that they're going to forgive student loan debt, if I'm a recent graduate or even somebody going to college and I think, oh, there's a chance that I might not have to pay this back, that's going to make me act a lot differently than if I know, you know, definitively this is what I'm going to owe. This is how long it's going to take me to pay it off when I go in. These sort of Looney Tune lies from the left that they're going to somehow erase $1.5 trillion in debt, even some of it, I think just causes students to act even more irresponsibly.
We've linked to Spencer's article, too, at the Federalist for you to check out in more detail as well. And I want to tip it here because when you see it in front of you, as opposed to trying to give it to you audibly, the absorption is going to be a lot better. Real fast about the Young America's Foundation, because as I mentioned, half with humor, you guys meet a lot of opposition on campuses, but the voices, you always seem to get the voices to come through that you're trying to do. How much more challenging is it becoming nowadays?
Well, it's been interesting to see how it's changed during the Trump administration. We did note a significant increase in the amount of opposition or the frequency of opposition to our events on college campuses, I think sort of as a result to this Trump derangement syndrome that we see affecting a lot of other aspects of American culture today. But it, like you mentioned, you know, even though sometimes absurdly it requires Young America's Foundation taking schools like UC Berkeley and the University of Florida to court and beating them in order to make them recognize the First Amendment rights of all their students, including conservatives, we do always manage to ensure that intellectual diversity and the free and open exchange of ideas can take place. But again, it is just absolutely absurd that in the United States, at these supposed centers of higher learning, and especially in the case of Berkeley, which claims to be the home of the free speech movement, it takes students willing to go through the process of filing federal lawsuits just to have the right to host a conservative speaker or be active on their campus.
Once again, Spencer's article at the Federalist is entitled Separating Federal College Loans from the U.S. DOE is a Step in the Right Direction. We've linked to it over at our page. And to book a college speaker on your campus through the Young America's Foundation, YAF.org is the website by which you can do that. Spencer Brown, thanks for being here today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.